Hey guys, so this past weekend I was able to go out to Unionville, Pennsylvania and compete at Plantation Field International with Breezy. We went in the 3-star short division and it was a super fun show. We had never been to that competition before, but it was so worth it. It was a super long drive, but you know, it was super good judges and super good show jump courses and super good cross country course. And so overall, I love the experience there, and Breezy just keeps getting more and more confident every time we take her out. So that's super exciting for her. And so while I was there, you know, there's a ton of riders there, eight, and they're all different ages, but there's a ton of young riders over in that area. So I was like, what better time is it than to now go up to some of the young riders there and talk to them about how maybe they get ready for cross country and some advice of how they prepare themselves and their horses, and maybe some advice for you guys who are listening on how to help you get into the zone and like maybe be more confident getting ready to go out on cross country. Because you know, cross country can be really intimidating, you know, whether you are new to the sport, you know, you're in the sport, you're deep into it, and maybe you're trying to work through some challenges, maybe you've had a few falls recently, or you haven't been able to complete the course. You know, it can be hard. It is a hard sport. So I thought, why not reach out to these young ladies who are really making it in this sport and really paving a way for themselves and being really successful. So before we get started with them, I thought I'd give some of my advice with how I get ready for cross country. Alrighty, so whenever I'm getting ready for cross country, the first time I go and walk the course, I'll normally walk it with my mom, and we'll normally walk the whole course, and while I'm going up to every single jump, I'll take a picture of it. So then later on, once I'm done walking it, I can go back and I can look through the pictures and be able to visualize me riding the course and how I'm going to ride each jump. It just helps me, so then when I'm on the course, I don't have to really think about it because it's kind of ingrained into my memory, and then I can just go out and ride. The other thing is when I am the day of cross country and I'm tacking up, I like to listen to my music to really help me get in the zone and pump me up. So I'll normally put in an earbud while I'm brushing her and tacking her up, just so then I can be focused on her and what we're doing and not all the commotion going around in the barn. So another thing that I'm like really like a control freak about is like when I'm getting ready, if someone's helping me, that's great, but I always have to make sure that I put the tack on my horse and I put all her boots in and I put all her studs in, because it's that when I'm tacking her up and doing everything with her, it's just our moment together. To really get in the zone and really get ready together. So then I know like my saddle's good, it's right where it needs to be, my girth is how tight it needs to be, my boots are exactly how I want them. You know, that's just me being my control freak, but that's just something that I have to do in order to make me stay calm. I know I've dealt with nerves before. I used to, like, quite a few years ago when I first started running prelim, it may be kind of gross for you guys, but I would get really nervous, so I would like have to puke before I ran cross country, and it like I'd have to puke and then I'd be completely fine, like I didn't feel sick after that or whatever. It's just like I had to puke and then I'd go on and I'd be fine. So I've grown out of that more, which is great. It's just I think when you go through that, it can be really aggravating a little bit, and it just is really annoying. At least it was for me, because I was like, oh my gosh, seriously, I feel fine. Like, I'm not nervous. It's just like it would just come up because the nerves would just build up. Like, you weren't necessarily nervous. It was just like inside of you, because you is like the unknown that you're going into, kind of. So that was something that I felt like I wanted to share with you guys. And then the other thing is like, make sure you guys have like your support crew with you. My mom is really supportive with me, and she's almost at every single show with me. So she'll go like at all my big events, she'll go to the start box, or she'll go to the warm up with me. And then, a few minutes before I have to go to the start box, she'll say, I love you, Jordan, have a good ride. And then she'll go off. So then I have at least like 5 minutes by myself with Breezy, and I'll just talk to her and be like, Breezy, you know, we got this, girl, we're gonna do great. and I'll pat her on the neck. I'll be like, okay, we got this. And I'll like take my deep breath and get myself together. And then off we go. And that's kind of my little how I get in the zone and everything. So, alrighty. So since we went through my advice, I would like to now introduce the ladies that I got to interview this past weekend. And so the ladies that I got to talk to are Sydney Hageman, Meg Pellegrini, Shelby Brost, and Morgan McGrath. And all these ladies are super duper nice. They're amazing ladies and amazing horsewomen. And I just want to share with you guys, you know, I was super duper nervous when I first was about to go interview them. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrifying. Like, how am I going to go up to them? You know, I know they're young riders. Like, I've competed with them before, but like, I haven't had like a one-on-one conversation with them before. And I was like, okay, like, I gotta like pump myself up for this because this is kind of scary. So my advice for you guys is to just do it sometimes. Like, don't be afraid. Even if you're afraid a little bit, just do it anyways and just go with it, because all these ladies were so nice and so inspirational for me, and I hope that they can bring you some insight into their lives as well as inspire you to be better and be better horsewomen and better riders. So without further ado, let's get into it. We have Sydney Hageman here, and we're going to talk to her about her rituals before cross country and how she best prepares herself and her horses.
So I definitely do the cliche thing of getting quiet and zoning in and thinking about my course and what worries me the most and picturing myself going through that obstacle of what I'm most worried about and getting through it. And just really making a plan. Obviously, we can't always stick to the plan because our horse is much different out on course than what we imagine them to be. So I also have my friend Callie Lipping gave me a good old song of Black Skinhead by Kanye West. She gets me pumped up with that song. So I try to listen to that before, because I usually have my best runs after listening to that. So that's about it, really.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey guys, we're going to interview Meg Pellegrini today about her rituals before cross country. So how do you prepare to get ready to go run your cross country course?
I spend a lot of time going out on the course and looking at all my jumps again and try not to waste my energy on going on the gallop tracks and finding things like that. I just like to go and go to the combinations that make me nervous and go out and see them all again. I also like to just come back to the barn and spend that time with my horses and make sure that they're feeling good and sort of pick up on their energy for the day. just try to get in the zone and not let anything else get in my way, and be very attentive to other people around me and try to just keep the energy light in the barn. And nothing too specific, and just keeping everything calm and quiet and knowing where I am in the day. But
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm with Shelby Brost here, and she's going to go over her ritual before cross country and a little advice for you guys. So here we go.
So usually after I'm done tacking them up, whatever horse that may be at the competition, I like to give them a few moments with all their tack on. Generally, my horses are really good about getting in the zone. They'll stand in the back of their stall, and then at that time, I like to take pictures of each jump on course. So I'll sit and go over the course and really visualize myself jumping each fence, looking at the photos. And then once I get on, I just ride for the finish.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Do you have any advice maybe for someone running their first cross country course ever?
I think a lot of it is don't get too fixated on what you're doing out there. Ride to the backside of the fence. Don't worry if it's not perfect. You can always apologize on the backside. That's what I always say. So just go out there and have fun and just be positive. Being positive to every jump and giving your horse the best ride that you can, and that's all you can really ask for.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey guys, we're here with Morgan McGrath, and we're going to talk to her about how she gets ready for cross country and some advice.
So my favorite thing to do before cross country to help me mentally get ready is to tape my horse's cross country boots. If I have time for it, I find it just really helps me get in the zone and make me take a deep breath and take a moment to relax me. And also then your energy comes down and your horse's energy comes down right before as you're getting ready to go out there and give it all you've got.
Awesome. And then for those people who might be just starting out eventing or they're getting ready to move up a level, what is your advice for them on cross country?
I recently went through a sort of down period where I was having trouble with my cross country, where you felt like you're going better and then you're going worse and you're like, oh, what's different? Like, yeah. I moved up a level and I felt like I had it, you know, and like, what's different this time? And it's to just believe in yourself. I mean, that sounds so stupid, but believe in like the boldness and moving up a level. And just because you're a little nervous, don't ride nervous. Like, it's bigger. Like, go out and attack it and feel confident in you and yourself. And again, with the energy, like your energy of confidence gives your horse an energy of confidence. Awesome. And just like, even just smiling, like smile as you ride. I can't tell you what a big difference that makes. Because it's just like, you're having fun. And that psychologically is like, I'm having fun and I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
So as we wrap it up today, I really hope you guys learned something new today and really enjoyed listening to these ladies. I know I surely did, and I really enjoyed chatting with them. And I do want to give a huge shout out to Sydney. She did get first this weekend in the 2-star short A division, and Meg ended up in first as well in the 2-star short B division. So huge congrats to them and their horses this weekend. That's super duper awesome, and I wish them the best of luck. And I hope you guys continue to ride happy and definitely have lots and lots of fun. So I really appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening to me today, and I really enjoyed sharing these ladies with you. If you guys want to keep up with what's going on in my life, you can definitely feel free to follow my Instagram at JLR_eventing. My Facebook page is Jordan Risky Eventing, and my TikTok is JLR_eventing. And that has my most up-to-date information and everything if you want to keep up with me. And I hope I get to talk to you guys soon, and I hope you guys have a God-blessed day. Thank you.